We left off with that tremendous plea, how the oynish that was given for rebuilding the city of Yericho was on such a level that according to one medrash, it's mashma that he was a shogeg. The whole thing he did was b'shogeg when he reestablished the city. And that's the lashon of the pasuk, ba'aviram b'choyro yisodo, ubiskiv tziro hitzig gloiseo. So this, when he went ahead, when Chiyoel built Yericho back, l'choyro, the way to learn is he was a shogeg. That would be the simple. I did bring you a sifri, I'm sure the Olam remembers, the sifri says, yochol shogeg, Talmud loymal asher diber biyad Yeshua benun. The Sifri wants to learn that he was Taka Amazed. But we'll see, there's a Yerushalmi is Mashma that he wasn't Amazed. Definitely if he was a Shoigik, at least we would understand how he had the chutzpah to do such a thing. Meaning, which person in the world is going to build the city of Yericho, knowing well that number one, he's going against Yeshua Benun. Number two, his son died as soon as he started building the city. His older son died. And his younger son died. All his children died as he was building. Throughout the construction, one son after another son was dying, Nebuch. Till he was mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, the city of Yericho, he lost his last son. Which idiot, which Russia, an idiot would do such a thing? Not plausible. So if he was a shogeg, at least we would understand better what went on with him. We would still have a plea. Why would you punish a shogeg like this? The guy was talking a shogeg. Some say that's why the pasuk calls it, when it says he built the city, it says he built Yericho with a hay. He didn't build Yericho with a vav. He changed the name. Some learn he thought that Yeshua Benun's curse not to rebuild Yericho was only to build it exactly with the same name. But once he changed the name, Shini Hashem, maybe he thought that would help. That's how some want to learn. The other way to learn is he was amazed, like the pashtus of the Sifri. Then it's a plea. How could a person have done such a thing? This is a shayach. So as we start the next parak, I'm going to read you a peladik, a chazal. The Rabban Hashem himself tells Elio Anovi that he should go be Menachem Ovel, Chiyoel. Chiyoel Nebuch was an Ovel. He lost all his children when he built up Yericho. And the Medrash brings down in the Yerushalmi, says like this. This is in the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. Ma inyan zeh lebinyan Yericho. We see that Elio Atishbi came to Achov HaMelech, and he gives him a second curse that now there's not going to be any rain. And that's what we're going to learn about the next couple of days, how there was a famine, there was no rain, and ultimately the Nevi Habal got killed out. So how did the whole thing start? Right before this whole episode is when Chiyoel built Yericho, all his sons died. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, the Medrash in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin says like this, my inyan zeh lebinyan Yericho. El Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lelio Anovi. Hadin Chiyoel. Listen to the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Gavre Rabbeu. He's a great man. That's what I'm telling you. Remember, I mentioned that the Yerushalmi is mashma, doesn't hold like the Sifri. Because if b'mezid he rebuilt Yericho, and through that all of his sons died, you're not going to call him a Gavre Rabbeu. You're not going to call him a great man. The Yerushalmi uses a lashon. Hashem told Elio Hanavi, "Hadin Chiyoel Gavre Rabbeu, Ezel Chamele Yapin. Go to him." Anyway, he goes in. V'havi Tamon Achav. Yeah, Achav was sitting there by Chiyoel, also being Menachem Avon. So Achav tells him, Mi Godul Moshe Yeshua Amalei Moshe. So Achav, listen to Chutzpah of Achav. This is after you see Yericho got rebuilt. And as a punishment for Yericho getting built, every one of Chiyol's sons died. And now they're sitting Nebuch being Menachem of them. So Achav Arosha turns to Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, Eliyahu, who's bigger? Moshe or Yeshua? Obviously, what's the answer? Moshe. Moshe is bigger. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells Achav, Moshe is bigger. So on my way, so he goes and he tells him, if that's the case, Peteras Moshe Ksiv, Vavadtem Elohim Achegim Vishtach Avisim Lohem, Vavadtem Elohim Achegim. Hear what Achav says. Achav turns to Eliyahu HaNavi, says, I have a kasha on you. You're saying that the reason why Chiyoel lost his sons is because he rebuilt Yericho. And by rebuilding Yericho, he went against the curse of Yeshua ben Nun. And Yeshua ben Nun and Sefer Yeshua cursed out, if somebody were to rebuild Yericho, he will lose all his children. He says, but you yourself told me Moshe is greater, right? And Moshe says, we say it in Shema, the Parsha Shniyah, Hishom Elohem, and you've Pesaltem Vavadtem Elim Acherim. What does it say afterwards? For all Tzaras HaShemayim. So Achav turns to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, I'm an idol worshiper. And it's still raining. So Moshe's curses didn't happen. So you want to convince me that Yeshua's curses happened? Moshe Rabbeinu's curses themselves didn't happen. Hetamaisa. Omalei, he says, Ani lo hinachti avoidezor shebo'elam. There is not one idol, he spoke like Yisrael, that I haven't worshipped. Right? And still in all, there's still rain. Mili de Moshe lo mekayim. Mili de Yeshua mekayim. So he put Eliyahu HaNavi against the wall. He said, you Eliyahu HaNavi, you're saying the reason why this guy lost all his sons is because he built Yericho and he went against Yeshua ben Nun. I went against Moshe. And Moshe said, there'll be no rain. And look, there's rain. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, Chai Tvarecho, Chai Hashem, Im Yih Hashem Emei L'Talamot HaKim U'Fidvok. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi gave this curse. This curse that happened by us happened over here because Achav asked for it. Achav asked for it. Could you imagine? Achav sees what happened to Chiyoel. And it's so obvious, the handwriting's on the wall of how it happened. And now he starts questioning why Hashem is not cursing them for not listening to Moshe. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi had no choice. He gave the curse. That Achav HaRosha is doing this. Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mir of Sheshiva, he once said, an unbelievable lesson you see from here. He says, Achav was afraid that if it starts becoming accepted that there's schar v'onesh in this world, that Hashem punishes if you don't listen, then he's going to have to give up his malchus and his avodah zarah and his yetzer hara. Memele, he didn't even want to allow them to think that Yericho was a punishment from Shemayim. Even though that wasn't his business, really. Yericho didn't affect him. But he didn't want that people should think that Yericho is Mida Keneged Mida, because then if that's the case, it puts him at risk. So again, you see the tremendous koyach of Yericho, that Achav is so afraid that he actually asks for a curse. He says, he's trying to prove, he dares Eliyahu HaNavi. Who dares Eliyahu HaNavi? He dares Eliyahu HaNavi. See? I worship Avodah Zarah. Look, nothing happened to me. The rain is still coming down. And ultimately, that's what caused the curse and the rain and everything was from that. So again, this is not yet the answer. This is really all part of our question. Because you see how powerful Yericho is, that Achav is worried that through Yericho, it's going to kill him too. And that's why he has to go and put a question mark in why Yericho was destroyed. He didn't want to accept, even though it was clear, he didn't want to accept that the reason why it was destroyed was because of that. So I'm going to tell you a short vote. I have to go, but tell you a short vote to understand this. In beginning of Parshas Bikurim, Parshas Kisavai, Pasuk says, you should bring Bikurim, and it says over there, Elo Oretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisin Lecha. So the Sifri comes on that Pasuk, and the Sifri says, Asei Mitzvah Zu, Shebishvila Tikonis Loretz. Do this mitzvah of Bikurim, because of it you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chazal. The schus of this mitzvah, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So everybody, yes, on the Sifri. What do you mean? The mitzvah Bikurim is first noyeg after you get to Eretz Yisrael, and after you conquer Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to go through my whole Arichas on it, but I'll just tell you the punchline. My punchline was, the mitzvah of Bikurim is not just the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is the mitzvah of Hakoros HaTeva. Hakoros HaTeva. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Because what's Bikurim? When as soon as something starts growing in your field that year, you tie a string around it, you bring it to the Rabbanu Shalom. You show every season, every year, according to most opinions, every year you have to bring Bikurim. There is an opinion holds by a field once, only once you have to bring Bikurim. But Pashtus is every year you bring Bikurim. Why? To show your Hakoros HaTeva to Rabbanu Shalom. Everything comes from Hashem. That's why you're first born this Pinyon HaBen. The first cattle is a Pinyon B'chol. Right? The first fruit is Bikurim. That's the idea. What's Yerichoy? Yerichoy was the first city we conquered in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ravid brings down in Maseches Tomid that Yerichoy was like the Trum of Eretz Yisrael. The first city we conquered, we had to be Makdish to Shemayim. Vaito HaKoros HaTov. So Yerichoy was a living example of Eretz Yisrael, of HaKoros HaTov to Hashem. If you don't have that, you have nothing. If you don't have that, you don't have Eretz Yisrael. Our whole schus to Eretz Yisrael, says the Sifri, is HaKoros HaTov. The Chovis HaLvava says, the reason why we have to keep all the mitzvahs is HaKoros HaTov. HaKoros HaTov is the key to Kol HaTorah Kulo. And that's why, when Yerichoy got rebuilt, B'Shogeg B'Mezid, it was jeopardizing the whole Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the punishment was so severe. And it could be that's why the punishment started with the Bechor, because the Bechor is there also to remind you that everything comes from Hashem. And that would explain why Achav, who wanted to bring in Avodah Zarah and all the other things, as long as there's HaKoros HaTov and Rabbanu Shalom, he can't run his operation, Achav. So he had to go and fight that this couldn't have been a punishment for Yerichoy. Because if people are going to take the Musar of Yerichoy, it means they're going to have HaKoros HaTov to Rabbanu Shalom. And once you have HaKoros HaTov to Rabbanu Shalom, everything else falls apart. And that's why Achav fought this with a passion. That this cannot be a Pesamidah, something to do with Yerichoy. That's the issue. Okay.